The Gateway brings you the day's news from the St. Louis region and across Missouri. It also includes stories from the Illinois side of the river and our Metro East reporter, Will Bauer.
In Alton, in Belleville, in East St. Louis, in Edwardsville, in Cahokia Heights, at Scott Air Force Base, I'm Will Bauer, St. Louis Public Radio.
Listen to reports from Will and all of our journalists weekdays on The Gateway, on the STLPR app, and wherever you get podcasts.
If they buy into words and language and poetry and literature being something rewarding in their lives, then that just increases my joy.
That's Anna Guzon. She works with young people in St. Louis to help them express themselves. Many of them have experienced trauma, and it was issues around the 2014 shooting death of Michael Brown that first inspired her to co-found her group called Your Words STL. Now, the organization offers tutoring and help with practical things like college and job applications, but it's in the creative writing part where change really starts to happen. I'm Nancy Fowler, and this is Cut and Paste, St. Louis Public Radio's Arts and Culture Podcast. A current Your Words collaboration is called Unheard Voices, You Don't Know My Story, and it brings together Your Words, Prime Theater Company, local filmmaker Daniel Blake Smith, and the young men of Mary Grove Children's Home in Florissant.
I don't want to be voiceless, I want to be fearless, I want to be happy.
Now, Guzon is a former physician, but she realized soon after medical school that encouraging people to express their trauma through writing was the kind of healing that she really wanted to do.
The creative workshops are all built on the belief that when one can articulate oneself and feel understood, then physiological changes occur in the brain.
So as a physician with a science background, how do you understand this physiological process?
Well, traumatic experiences are often felt in the more primitive part of the brain, the part of the brain that even reptiles have. So it's just animalian, it's instinctive. But language is something that humans uniquely have.
And you know, it's time.
Only if you're willing.
It's time, and this is...
Only if you're willing.
Yes, I'm willing.
Can you describe maybe one person's experience that you saw go from sort of this unprocessed trauma into a more cohesive narrative of their own life and how that helped them?
First, when they get to our workshops, they often don't want to be there. They often look at me like, this is the last thing I need, you know, learning about poetry and writing. They don't want to do it. They don't want to do more schoolwork, but then they find that this isn't schoolwork, it's something different. I should also say that Mary Grove does so much great work with the young men. They are with them 95% of the time, or 99% of the time. Psychiatrists and psychologists, social workers doing their work. So we are a small contribution to this, but what we see is that when they start out not wanting to write, but writing becomes a habit, and it's becomes something that they enjoy, and they will say that they feel better after they write. It starts becoming a coping mechanism when they are going through very difficult times. There's one young man who made it onto a basketball team, which he really dreamed of doing in high school, and he injured himself before he could even play a game. He had to have surgery on his knee, and he couldn't even go to school for a while because there are complications, and he was supposed to go on to college, and that had to be postponed. It was just very hard for him. So there were a limited amount of things that he could do, and he ended up writing a full manuscript of poetry, a whole poetry book at that time, talking about what he was going through. And he said that kept him going. That's what he went to when life felt like something that he didn't want to keep working at. He got himself through that time by expressing himself through poetry. And that's something he didn't previously do.
So you brought with you some of the writing. Could you read a little bit of that?
Yes. I can read some poetry if you'd like also.
Sure.
And one of the other participants. This is by Sean. I have been forgiven for all my wrongs. I'm starting to get better. I also might be finding love again.
Yeah, I know this because I feel funny every day. The good kind of funny.
I don't want to be voiceless. I want to be fearless. I want to be happy and loud. Free, as they call it. When I'm forgiven,
I can be all I can be.
Do you remember and know the young man that wrote this?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what was his journey to get to this point of such a hopeful expression, really?
This young man had gone through a lot of rough times, and a lot of anger, and it is just recently, maybe in the last 6 months or so, that he has reached a point where he's being able to forgive himself, I think. I'd rather him speak for himself rather than me speak for him, but that's what I see in his writing, at least.
Okay, and so through the writing, he's been able to process whatever this thing is that
yes.
he did or perceives that he did.
Yeah. Well, and there's many things that there's trauma that he's experienced, and he has exhibited anger for a lot of his life. So I think in this piece, he may be saying that he wants to be forgiven or forgive himself for any anger that he's expressed unfairly toward others.
Okay. So it's about the expression of anger is what he sometimes perceives as perhaps unforgivable, but yet he wants to be forgiven for
yes.
it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Is that a common occurrence among these young men?
I think that is common among people who have experienced trauma, is anger, a difficulty feeling pleasure, anger towards others that is unprovoked, and anger that is lasting from their trauma. It's it is a lot of irrational feelings that motivate their people's behavior. And in working on PTSD, it's making sense of that irrational behavior.
So what do you get out of working with these people, these young men at Mary Grove? How does that make you feel when you see them express themselves a little more and come to grips with things?
Every day I think I'm very lucky to be doing what I'm doing and to get to work with the young men at Mary Grove and the young women there also.
So there are some women?
Yes, they're just in separate workshops.
Okay.
And we do also do creative writing in other schools and institutions. So in all the work that I do, I'm just very passionate and excited about words and about writing. So I get to share that with young people. And if they grab onto that, if they buy into words and language and poetry and literature being something rewarding in their lives, then that just increases my joy. I want other people to have writing and reading as a tool for thriving in life and coping with life.
What is it in your background, you think, that sort of drew you to words and the importance of words and expressing oneself in that manner?
I think just how my brain is built, actually. I'm an introvert. Even as we talk right now, my throat is getting dry because I don't talk that much. I like to write. And I started reading extremely early, and as soon as I started reading, I wanted to be a writer. So it's my earliest memories. I wanted to be a writer. So I really just think it was, rather than experiences that made me want to be a writer, I think it was hardwired into my brain.
This is my chance.
My chance.
My chance. My chance.
Our chance.
That was Anna Guzon talking about using words for healing and Your Words STL, the organization that she co-founded to do just that. The group's collaborative project called Unheard Voices will be on stage Saturday, May 12th at the Gaslight Theater in the Central West End. I'm Nancy Fowler, and this is Cut and Paste, St. Louis Public Radio's arts and culture podcast, produced with help from my editor, David Casares. The music you heard is from a production of Unheard Voices, as well as music from local musician Eric Hall. You can find Cut and Paste at stlpublicradio.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Cut and Paste is sponsored by Gemma, architects, planners, and designers.
If you have a smart speaker, you have access to the entire world of NPR and St. Louis Public Radio. All the latest news and all the captivating stories. Activate our voices with yours by telling your smart speaker to play St. Louis Public Radio.